goodsuccess.com.
Father, we thank you for the privilege to learn at your feet again today. Glory be to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you visit everyone. Show us the secret to good success indeed in the name of Jesus. And let no one return back the same way. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The topic remains the Law of Confidence Part 2, 7 Secrets That Make God Interested in Your Success. Last week, we started the topic about the law of confidence, how God grants us divine confidence for us to be able to have good success in life. I mean, how we have confidence in our heart about God, about who God is, about what He can do, about what He wants to do for us and all that. So that is what we started with last week, and we're able to understand all the things that can make God grant us good success, that good success we've been waiting for. So, for example, last week we learned about the people who have good success in the Bible. They were people who are quick to repent. That even when they have done anything against God, they are quick to repent. They don't explain away all their wrongdoings or whatever they have done wrong. They just go ahead to God and say, "Father, I'm sorry." Those are the people. Then, secondly, we understood that these are the people who walked in righteousness. They upheld righteousness and feared God. Then thirdly, we learned about the fact that these were people who had genuine care for other people. That they cared for other people no matter the level they were at, no matter the challenges they were facing, they were still able to go the extra mile to help other people. Then fourthly, we learned that they were sacrificial givers. They were people who give to other people sacrificially. They give to God sacrificially. So in continuation today, which we have also titled The Law of Confidence Part 2, 7 Secrets That Make God Interested in Your Success. We understand that we all have heard this word that says, man proposes but God disposes. That means even if you propose to do something, even if something is in your heart to do, if God does not approve of it, you can't see it get done. It won't be done. There is no guarantee of success if God has not approved of what you are doing. So today we are going to learn 7 secrets that make God interested in your success. If your success is not in line with what God wants to do, that shows us that there is no guarantee you are going to have that success. So we're going to read the scripture, Psalm 40 verse 8. It says, "I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart." Anyone who wants to have good success, the kind of good success that God wants to give to you and I, must be someone who delights in doing the will of God, who delights in pleasing Him, who delights in following after what He wants to be done. You and I know if you have children, you somehow are endeared to the child who listens to you, who makes you proud. For example, when you are growing up, if you are the person who gets all the gifts, all the prizes during prize giving day in school, your parents are happy. They are looking forward to that day. They promise you heaven and earth, "I'm going to buy that bicycle for you. I'm going to do this for you if you get all the gifts." And now you got all the gifts. They are telling their friends, "Did you know my son got all the gifts in his class?" They are so proud of you. You are endeared to their heart. The same way with God. If you are the person who pleases God, who delights in loving God, who delights in doing the things that God wants, God will naturally like you. There's a difference between like and love. The love of God is the love that God has for everyone, even unbelievers, those who are still committing sins. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world," He includes everybody, "that He died for us." So God loves everybody, no matter what they are doing. That is why He sent Jesus to come and die for us. But God does not like everybody. That's the truth. God is not a respecter of persons, but God likes and delights in some people more than other people. Those are the people who delight in doing His will. That is why God said, "David is a man after my own heart." Why did David become a man after his own heart? Why was Abraham called a friend of God? Why was Job described by God as a righteous person? So we are going to look at those things now, and may God give us speed in Jesus' name. Newton's third law of motion says that for every action, there is always equal and opposite reaction. This is a fact of science. But the truth of the word of God is even higher. For every action, there could be 100-fold more reactions in quantity and gravity.
That means for every action you take, there could be a hundredfold. That's 100 times more reaction. For example, when you sow a seed of corn, what do you reap in return? Do you reap a seed of corn in return? No. You reap cobs of corn, several of them. That's what you reap in return. So if you and I plant something in the kingdom of God, you are going to reap other things in return. If you and I plant unrighteousness, you will reap the result of unrighteousness in greater dimensions. That's why the Bible says that a companion of fools will be destroyed. I thought a companion of fool was supposed to be a fool, but he said it will be destroyed. Meaning that for everything you do in the kingdom, you reap more. That's why the Bible says, give and it shall be given to you. Now he went ahead to explain that good measure, pressed down, shaken together. That's telling you how big and how massive the amount of things you will reap in return of whatever you have done. So number one, what are the things that endear the patriarchs of old to God? They are people who are jealous for God. They are people who are jealous for God. What does this even mean? Elijah was the one who said, God, I'm so jealous. Why are people following unrighteousness? I need to do something dramatic. And he called out fire from heaven, and God answered him just because he was jealous for God. You can't be a child of God and you are in a place where they are talking wrongly about God, saying things about men of God, saying things about believers, whether they are pastors or they are not pastors. Any child of God is valuable to God. You are sitting with people who are making jest of another believer and you are comfortable in that place. No, you have to be jealous for God. Jealous means that no, something should just make you uncomfortable in that place. You must be able to say no. No, you can't say something about it. Someone who is a child of God, they are jealous for God. David said, do I not hate those who hate you? He was talking about his jealousy for God. That somebody is not following God, something in him just says no. Either I want to turn this person to a righteous person, I want to preach to this person to begin to follow God, but you won't sit down there and enjoy the company of bad people. If you go to Psalm 1, that says that those who are righteous don't sit with unrighteous people. They don't say wrong things with their mouth. Paraphrasing now. They don't stand with the unrighteous. They don't stand where they are talking about unrighteousness. So people who are endeared to God, people who will make God interested in their success, are people who are jealous for God. What are the examples of these people? Who are the examples? Daniel in the Bible. They said, see, this kind of eating and drinking of unrighteous things, we are not interested. We would rather eat the things we believe are healthy, the things that give glory to God. We will not drink, we will not live anyhow. Just give us 10 days to prove it. And what did God do? Because they were jealous for God, God made sure that they were 10 times better than the other counterparts of theirs. So if you want God to be endeared to you, if you want God to be interested in your success, what do? Make sure you are jealous for God. Moses also was so jealous. He saw them oppressing the people of God. Yes, he went overboard and killed somebody. But the truth is that he was so jealous for God. And after several years, God still went after him. Because that is the kind of person God wants to give success to. Those who are jealous for God. Praise the Lord. Number two, people who turn many to righteousness. Paul in the Bible was a special person to God. God saw his heart even before he became somebody who was interested in Jesus. He was so jealous for God that he went ahead to start killing Christians. And God said, no. Syllabus has changed. I'm no longer following the Old Testament. There's a new law. Jesus had to appear to him because of his heart for God. Those are the kind of people God will be interested in their success. And guess what? He wrote more than 2/3 of the New Testament. Why? Because he was interested in turning many people to righteousness. Daniel, we're going to talk how Daniel turned many people to righteousness. Many of us may not see it in that light, but Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego were people, without preaching a word, they turned many people to righteousness. We'll see that as the last point today. So number two, people turn many to righteousness. People are willing to preach to others, who are willing to talk to others about the Lord Jesus. These are the people that God will be interested in their success. Number three, people who are consistent praisers. Before I jump to number three, I want to tell you as a personal testimony that I know how many years I struggled for in my life. I was a Christian. I was serving God. I believed in God. I knew all these things. I was walking in righteousness. I wouldn't even cheat in an exam hall. Even when they were calling, I've been in exam hall before, that they were calling the answers to an objective question. And I decided not to listen. Eventually, I failed that exam, but I did not regret it. Why? Because I wanted to walk in righteousness. So, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you that I already knew all this for several years, but I did not enjoy some level of success in my life until I made winning souls my job. And the success I had within 6 years cannot equal to the things that I saw in my life for the past 20 years before then. So what am I telling you? People are interested in turning people to righteousness. They are people who will have good success in every area of life. God will so much give you so fast, and you'll be surprised at yourself. And I know many people here also know some of my testimonies. Number three, people who are consistent praisers. If there's any word like praiser, that means people who are interested in giving glory to God, who are interested in dancing to their God, who are interested in not being ashamed of praising God publicly, declaring in that God is the one who did this. They are the people who will enjoy good success. They are the people that God will be interested in their good success. The Bible says there are some people, before they call, I will answer them. Before they make any request, I will go ahead and answer them. They are people who are consistent praisers. For example, David, the Bible says, 7 times will I appear before you praying to God. It was somebody who was interested in praising God. Paul in the Bible, even when he was chained, him and Silas, they were still praising God in their chains. So if you want God to be interested in your success, you must be someone who praises God no matter what happens. Remember last week we were talking about the law of God confidence, that you can't be a Christian that when anything negative happens, you're already second guessing God. You're like, if this God is even strong, wouldn't he have done something? If this God is powerful, you're already seeing negative things. You're already seeing things that will annoy God. No, that should not be you. That should not be me. You should be someone who is praising God all the time. Whether things are going the way you think they should go or the way you think they should not go, you are someone who is interested in praising God. Praise the Lord. Consistent praiser. Daniel, he was quick to give glory to God. Even when he interpreted things and did all that, they wanted to worship him. He said, no, God is the one who has the answer. The same thing with Joseph in the Bible. He said, see, the answer is not in me. It's in God. You may have heard so many things about me, but I can tell you that I'm not the one behind this. He was willing to praise God publicly. He was willing to declare that God is the one behind it. Some of us, when you have little success, you just want to give the glory to yourself. That should not be you. That should not be me. You must be able to publicly declare and praise God for what he has done. And that takes us to the second point. They are quick to return the glory to God. They are quick to return the glory to God. Like one of my friends said before, that you should not be a goalkeeper of the glory of God. You should be the striker, the one who kicks out the ball quickly. Don't be the goalkeeper. When they are saying, oh, this thing happened in your life, say, ah, it is God that did it. I know it's not interesting. It feels better when you say, oh, I did a lot of hard work. Yes, but even the hard work you did, God is the one who made you do it. The Bible says, is there anything you have that you have not received? So if you have received it, why do you boast as if you have not received it? Everything you have was given to you by God, was given to me by God. So let's be quick in returning the glory to God. And you see more success coming to you. God will be so interested in your success. There is one thing that God does not share, is glory. So if you share his glory, the person is already a loser. That will not be you. That will not be me, in Jesus' name. Number five. Who are the people that God will be interested in their success? What are the things that endear the patriarchs of old to God? We have looked at, they are jealous for God. They turn many to righteousness. They are consistent praisers. They return the glory to God quickly. Then there are people who do not murmur and complain. They do not murmur. They do not complain. Joseph in the Bible was in prison, and he was able to see somebody who is not happy. It takes somebody who is happy to see somebody who is not happy. Because if you are at the same level, two of you just be enjoying yourself in the sadness. But he was full of joy and was like, what happened to you? Oh, this happened. Okay, don't worry. I have the gift of interpreting dreams. Interpreted the dream of the other person. Saw the second person. Hey, what happened to you? Interpreted his dream. And as he was doing that, God was lifting him. God lifted him supernaturally. You and I must cease from complaining and murmuring, whether about other people or even about God. Don't complain about the things you think God has not done. There is nothing you want that God has not done. Very soon we're going to take a topic that talks about the keys of the kingdom of God. Jesus told us about the keys of the kingdom. He says he has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. The only thing we are missing out is that we don't have the keys. Or if we have the keys, we are not using the keys, or we don't know how to use the keys to open the door and enjoy the blessing. God has given everything. When he died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." So he gave everything that you and I need. So you must cease from murmuring and complaining. Don't complain about the things you have not seen. Just praise him for the things you have seen. Just like Bishop Oyedepo normally says that if you have not seen anything, or if any wrong thing has happened, Jesus is the reason why it is not worse than that. So you must praise him. You must not complain. You must not murmur. Complaining and murmuring complicates your matter. That will not be your portion. That will not be my portion in Jesus' name. Then who are the people that will make God interested in their success? They are people who have judged God faithful. The Bible said about Abraham that he judged God faithful and was praising God. Do we see this connected? Praising God, judge God faithful. You praise the person you think can do what you think he said he will do. So they judged God faithful and they were praising God. He was worshiping God. He was praising God. And guess what? Even when it was completely impossible for him and his wife to have children, they still had Isaac, the child of promise. So you and I must judge God as a faithful person. In fact, find excuse for God. Anybody you love, you always find excuse for them. If you think God has not done something, in quotes, even when he has done it, he has done everything you need. Let's say if you have not received what you want from God, judge him faithful. Look at yourself as the one who is unfaithful and begin to check out what you have not done that you are supposed to have done. Ask yourself questions. I know God is faithful, so where am I missing it? What have I not done that I'm supposed to have done? That is how to judge God faithful. Abraham judged God faithful. Job, even when all the negative things happened to him, what did he do? Job kept finding excuse for God. He said, "No, even though he slay me, I will yet praise him." So no matter what you are going through, judge God as a faithful God and see yourself as the one who has missed it in one place or the other. And once you do that and God sees that, yes, you believe him indeed, then God will not have a problem giving you and I whatever belongs to us. God will not have a problem releasing to us the blessing he has already provided. Praise God. And number 8 today, we are looking at humility. Before we look at humility, let's do a recap again. Number 1, people are jealous for God. People have turned many to righteousness and are active in turning many to righteousness. People are consistent praisers. People who are quick to return the glory to God. People who despise murmuring and complaining. People who have judged God to be very faithful. And people who are full of instant gratitude. Instant gratitude. People who are grateful to both God and men. Some people, no matter what you do for them, they will never show gratitude. You'll be wondering, did I make a mistake giving this person something? Did I do something wrong? You are almost like, God, I'm sorry for even giving this person something. And you know what? No matter how much you pray, God is going to use people to bless you. So if you are not showing gratitude to people, or you are not showing gratitude to God, the person will be missing out of a lot of blessings. See, there are different categories of people God sends to us. There are some people, God sent them to us once and for all. Once and for all. And there are some people, God sends them to us over and again. Some people have to be in our lives for like 20 years being a blessing to us. But if you miss it by ingratitude, God may not supply another person. Because you have not shown gratitude to that person. God has put your blessing in his hands to release to you. But because you have not learned how to show gratitude, you have not learned how to honor those you should honor, then the blessing is missed forever. That will not be your portion. That will not be my portion in Jesus' name. So there are people who are full of instant gratitude. I mean, they are ready to show gratitude no matter how small or big what they have received. They are still giving glory to God. Some of us will never praise God until we have like 50k in our hands. If you just see somebody give you 50k, that's when you think, "Oh, I want to dance." No. Whether you receive a gift of 100, or a gift of 1,000, or a gift of 1,000,000, the same person who gave that gift is God. So you must praise him with the same intensity. May God release that grace to you and I in Jesus' name. Amen. Humility. People are humble. I believe everyone here will have heard before the scripture that says God resists the proud. It is only the proud that God resists. See, other people are committing sins. God leaves them and watches them to just repent. But somebody who is proud, God will just watch. Patiently attend to that person to make sure it's brought down. May we not be there in Jesus' name. The men who are after God's heart, the men who God is pleased with every day, they are people who are humble. What is the meaning of humility? Because we sometimes think that it's people who just walk gently, who talk gently, that are humble. No. People who obey God, who do the things that God commands, they are the people who are humble. Because for you to obey God in every aspect of your life, it means you must be humble. It takes humility. Every sin is the sin of pride. Because you are just telling God that you can do it alone. If you know that you can't do it alone, if you know that you need God to even rescue you from all manner of challenges, then you will go humble. So people that God will be interested in their success are people who are humble. And lastly today, you're going to look at this. People who have served others faithfully. This is an aspect that is getting out of fashion for most people today. But the people who are going to make God interested in their success are people who are ready to serve other people. Not just God, other people. Because the truth is this. The only way you learn how to serve yourself is when you serve other people. Some people just want to become pastors without serving any other person. Some people want to become bosses without working for someone else. See, even when you become your own boss, you still be working for people. That's what some people don't understand. You will not be your own master, and you will see how difficult it is to master yourself, to be your own master. See, people who have served others faithfully are people who are calling God to come and bless them. They are people who are saying, God, I'm now interested in my own portion. In the parable of the talents, that man refused to serve his master. He began to say all negative things. That's what so many people see in their businesses. In the job you are at, you are just complaining. This man is collecting all the money. He's not paying me. The question is, why are you still working at that job? You can leave. So instead of complaining, instead of murmuring, instead of giving that job you have short, stop. Give it everything. If you know you can't give it everything, then don't do it at all. May God release that grace of humility to you and I to know that it is in serving other people that you learn how to serve yourself. So you soon realize how much of a bad boss you are to yourself when you don't learn how to serve other people. Daniel in the Bible, did you know that Daniel never became a boss? He was always serving kings. He served several kings for a space of maybe 60 years or something. He was serving other people. And as he was serving other people, God was making him. The leader in you will be made out of how you serve other people genuinely and faithfully. Did you know that Daniel's masters were even idol worshippers? All the time. Every one of them were idol worshippers, but he never failed to showcase his God through his faithfulness and diligence, which was triggered by the fear of God. He never had to preach to any one of them. Did we know that? It was not recorded in the Bible that Daniel preached to anybody. No. Out of all the kings, it was not recorded that he preached. No. He only was demonstrating the faithfulness of God. He was doing his job at the right time. He was doing it right. He was doing what he was commanded. And guess what? God was making them see the God in him. And that's what will happen to you and I if we intentionally serve God faithfully. These are the categories of people in your world as we round up today. There are people that will acknowledge God in your life by your results. The Bible talks about the people that will hold on. It said 10 men out of every nation will hold on to the sleeve of those who are believers. They will hold on to your clothes and say, we want to follow you to serve God. Some people will see the results in your life and serve God. They may not even tell you. The reason why some people will come to your church is because they can see the results in your life. The reason why some people will follow you to serve God is because they can see the results in your life. So you must know that. People will acknowledge your God by your results. Number two, or number B, those you have to preach to directly by your words. That's the second category of people in your life. There are some people you have to go out and tell them about Jesus before they will listen. The first category of people, they are the people who will see the results in your life. Who are this category of people? the people in your family, your friends, your neighbors, they will see by your character. They will see by your results. Maybe you were struggling before, struggling to pay your rent, struggling with eating and drinking. But now you have a lot. Suddenly you bought a car. Suddenly you bought a house. Suddenly great things are happening in your life. They will just follow you to serve your God because they are struggling. They want answers. We've seen that kind of testimony several times. Then those you have to preach to by your words. Then lastly, those who will bow to you and your God by reason of God fighting for you. Number A and C are the examples of how people follow Daniel to serve his God. After Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, all of them were not burnt in fire. The lion could not eat them. What happened? The king decreed that nobody should serve any other god except the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They bowed by the reason of God fighting for them. And I pray as we wrap up today that as you and I begin to walk in all these things we have learned, others will begin to follow us to serve our God in the name of Jesus. We have come to the end of the episode today, and I pray that everything we have learned today, God will help us to activate them in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray that as you step out this week, you walk in good success, and I pray that God will begin to crown your efforts with success indeed in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stay blessed and see you next week in Jesus' name. Amen.
The good success.com.